This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Kingdom, France, and Germany, the E3 group of European powers, expressed concern Wednesday over Iran's latest moves to enrich uranium up to 60% purity. While that is a higher level than the program has enriched to before, it remains short of weapons grade. The E3 said in a joint statement, quote, "This is a serious development since the production of highly enriched uranium constitutes an important step in the production of a nuclear weapon. Iran has no credible civilian need for enrichment at this level," end quote. The move by Iran comes after an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. It could raise tensions across the Mideast and result in further action by Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed never to allow Tehran to obtain a nuclear weapon. Nearly 1,800 Afghan civilians were killed or wounded in the first 3 months of 2021 during fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents, despite efforts to find peace. This according to a new set of findings by the United Nations. Fighting has increased in several parts of Afghanistan in recent weeks, while the peace process between both warring sides has made no progress, despite international calls to reduce violence. It comes at a crucial time for Afghanistan as U.S. President Joe Biden plans to withdraw the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11, 2021, 20 years to the day after the al-Qaeda attacks that triggered America's longest war. The drawdown delays only by around 5 months an agreement with the Taliban by former President Donald Trump to pull troops amid a growing consensus in Washington that little more can be achieved. This is VOA News. Russia said Wednesday it would consider U.S. President Joe Biden's proposal to hold a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, but warned Washington against introducing new sanctions if it wants to mend ties. In a phone call Tuesday, Mr. Biden proposed the two leaders hold a summit in the near future that would come at a time of heightened tensions between the former Cold War rivals. Ukraine's defense minister said Wednesday Russia is preparing Crimea for potentially strong nuclear weapons and warned Moscow could attack Ukraine to ensure water supplies for the annexed peninsula. Speaking to the European Parliament's defense subcommittee in Brussels, he also said he could not rule out that Russian forces in Crimea could, quote, undertake substantive military provocations in 2021. He did not immediately provide evidence for his assertions. A U.S. health advisory panel is set Wednesday to review six reported cases of rare blood clots in women who received Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, one day after federal regulators paused the use of the shot to assess the issue. J&J's single-dose shot is less widely used across the country compared to the 185 million doses delivered of Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech's two-shot vaccine, but has been seen as a critical option to expand protections to harder-to-reach populations. The European Commission has decided not to renew vaccine contracts next year with companies such as AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, Italian daily La Stampa reported, citing a source from the Italian Health Ministry. The suspension of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine could delay efforts to inoculate most people in the European Union by more than 2 months, scientific information and analytics company Airfinity said. Spain is confident it can maintain its current vaccination targets despite the U.S. suspension of the Johnson & Johnson shot and delays to its European rollout over clotting concerns, the industry minister said Wednesday. The minister told a conference stopping the vaccine, quote, creates uncertainty, but we are confident the volume of vaccines Spain is due to receive allows us to be optimistic about hitting our objectives, end quote. Bernie Madoff, the mastermind behind the largest financial scam in U.S. history that unraveled during the 2008 economic crisis, died in jail Wednesday, U.S. prison officials said. He was 82. Madoff had been suffering from chronic kidney failure, and prison chiefs had denied his request last year to be allowed to go home to die. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.